said, come up with a Chinese name. So we have to come up with a Chinese name. And then so we have this session. There's, I said, well, what do you want? He said, I want Gentle Dagger.
So Gentle Dagger. Gentle. So I want you to start calling me from now on, Alex.
So, and of course, you know, like, I'm going to take the opportunity that, no, you take my last name. Yeah, yeah, so he took my last name. So his Chinese name is Ye Rou Dao. That's the soft, like, gentle dagger. I told my parents, that's horrible. Nobody likes it. So they would say, okay, another round. What else means a lot? I like surfing, like, but then
your boyfriend just sounds like a gentle tiger, ocean wave.
Well, when he calls in, you should tell him that.
Yeah, we're gonna make up some names. Roll me a joint. Like we can make up. We can make some.
Which
right.
Concert, yeah. Smells weird.
Yeah, he's like I think he's a hipster. To hear some validation. Yay. yeah, so we come up with like ocean wave. Yeah, Hai Tao. But then like, yeah, it's not bad, right? Yeah. No, so basically he doesn't have a name anymore. In China, he's Hai Tao to everybody.
What is your China?
So the character is Yeah, Jing. And then the specific character is girls who are talented.
I know that Alexandra, my name is Helper of Man, and I don't know.
Whoa, I did not know.
It's like sweet if you think of it. Man.
That sounds fair.
So I would take Gentle Dagger. I don't know.
Wrote down.
She didn't. Don't advertise that. Just don't mention it like on a radio show or anything. Not the whole world.
Yeah, thanks for letting me know, because Alexandra is one of my favorite names. Oh, if I have a daughter, I don't plan on it. But like, if so, it will be Alexandra.
It's a great name for a maker. Go for it.
I do feel most. Just in case.
Well, but the funny thing is, like, the reason why my parents is they born to look like
How can they tell that from a baby?
Because the thing is, I don't know. Okay, this is another thing really ridiculous. They always wish the baby had big eyes, which is funny. Like, so the Chinese were, like, obsessed with surgery to have that, and then for me, I was born, I was crying for like 2 days in a row. So, but no, I mean, they were telling me it's like, so it's not like they're so mean spirited, but they were like, yeah, she's not a kid, but like, hopefully she's smart and talented.
That's a whole nother podcast. Yeah. Meet the baby. I don't get that, like when you're in the workplace or another kind of gathering, whatever that is, and somebody's had a baby. Baby, that's what it looks like.
So now I have a question for everyone. Tell me the first moment when you meet a parent, or you know, what's the first moment? What happened?
First, four times. Alex's parents.
No, that's like 2 years into our relationship that she felt comfortable.
From the Midwest, from Missouri, there to ask you.
Not to mention, they just really liked my boyfriend, like, who's no longer in the picture, but still hangs out with my parents. So that's what we're working on.
Or four. I like that. All right, Angel, you go out there, talk about flying with her. Still flies with her stuff.
So why? Oh, why your sister? So special?
He's a people pleaser. I don't know. He, like, helps a lot. Not to make Andy
look Alexandra.
Bad.
He should be called Alexandra.
Not to make Andy look bad, but he's an overachiever, and we're all like, okay, you and we'll be over here in our imperfect selves and be fine with it.
And they're just talking about.
Yeah. I honestly, Andy, my parents like you. I hang out with your parents. I think I hang out with your parents. I have always, like, my mom's like, oh, you went to your dad? Oh, you went to Andy's parents? Well, what about us? They're overall fine.
Yeah, they're cool. They're nice. They're nice people.
Family just love. right now, off the top of my head,
sure,
because
sure.
Somebody else is talking, I might think of one or maybe not. And that just. They think they're funny, and that I was super embarrassing. Like, wow, you were embarrassing as a kid. I could totally see that. You're still embarrassing now. It's nice to meet be with other people who also know how embarrassing you are.
See, that's why I can do editing.
Yeah, no, it's much better. And it's I mean, of course, you can talk about shit. Partner would know. That would be better. My partner. We don't have a language, and especially when we're here in the States, we don't have a language. We don't have Spanish.
Right,
joining us
and
on the phone.
I'm always like, if only you knew Dutch.
Joining us on the phone, Rich, we know that you not know Chinese. How you doing?
Hi, Alex.
All right.
Oh, we can hear you.
The gentle dagger.
Everyone else can. Woo! Hey, Rich, how you doing?
Me?
How, Rich?
How?
Look at us. Fluent.
And in perfect tone, too. Yeah. Right, so how long can we have you today? I think I gave a very high level score. By the way, that was and then also told them you have your Chinese name, like how?
I know.
And then so I guess in the room you have like
Bernice, you did not have said that.
It's a bunch of comedians here.
Mike, why are you you're calling in Seattle? How's Mr. Butters?
He's good. I'm working today because of the coronavirus.
So much for clarifying that.
I've had the opportunity to ask you of all cats. Oh, yeah. He was hanging out all the time. All in. Yeah. Asking for all about it. Have a cat spit in your mouth and you're fine. Sorry. What was the scariest? Was there anything about meeting?
I mean, I wouldn't say scary. I would say it was a intimidating situation. I'd been together for a while. I was prepared to. So I had a ring in my pocket the whole time. So added anxiety of country. But maybe I had a little bit of anxiety, but I
by the way, I have no idea that was. Yeah, so because, like, I mean, we talk about getting. I just feel like that. There's no way he can find you. But then the thing is, the way when my parents, my mom actually. They don't even remember. Tell them you're married already. Just tell them you're married already. And I was very upset. I was like, no, but what if I will get married later, right? Like then I can wedding and all that stuff. So I negotiated. Tell anyone else. And then we showed up. My mom's like, yeah, they're engaged. And everybody's like, congratulations. Luckily that was in China. Rich did.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so Rich was just doing the cheers with everybody, and I'm like, I was like very, very, and I have to complain. I guess that time, you know,
lovely scenario, because then, you know, your whole family could be like, and then about the ring that he apparently had in his pocket the whole time.
And reenact the moment that has already happened.
Exactly.
So did Rich, did you try and, I don't ask for
no,
what to do without Bernice? To find out.
Yeah. Awkward, and I was less concerned. I just wanted to. That it went well. But
And then so when I met her, yeah. the first thing, oh my boy, so sad. She's very, very sweet. And then like, so they're very going to South. Oh, better materials. I didn't find any because everybody was so nice. I was trying.
Bless your heart.
Bless
your
heart.
Bless your heart.
And then the first thing I arrived at, and then so then she has me like, well, I'm a one knife. It's like I only use one knife for everything. But she has one knife. So that's like the first conversation I had with her.
Hey, mom, I'm a whore.
Is that what your parents?
Definitely called you a whore. No, parents like me.
Oh, wow. But Alex is so likable. Like, yesterday I met her, and then I wanted her to be awesome.
Yeah, no, Alex is. There we go. Or at least attempts to make it. We just had an awkward. Came from a sandwich shop. Trying to say our sandwiches. And they weren't acknowledging it. And she just kind of stood in the doorway with a hand raised. So that's kind of the. She's very likable.
Manners.
Tonight. Please give it up for DJ Sasquatch Baracho, who's just entertaining you with his. We have a fantastic program of music for you this evening. How many people out there like Pins of Light? They are playing here tonight. Unfucking believable. Has anybody ever seen The Birth Defects? They're fine. They're great. They're from Los Angeles. And they're going to fucking melt your faces and kick your eye holes in. I know. It sounds very aggressive. It's very aggressive. But we're first and foremost, we're going to kick it off with somebody we're very excited about. Welcome to the stage, people, War Bison. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Stoked to be playing with Bird Defects and Pins Light tonight. Come on, man. This is the fucking homies, dude. That's all we asked for. another shot of tequila if anybody's got one.
Bison, this is not my show.
Guys,
we're at the makeout room.
We got a shit ton of merch. Limited space, but man, if you guys want to come get some shit, man, we got some quality shit.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is fucking fun. How about this mega room? You want to do this a little more?
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for the love. Birth Defects up next. Don't miss out.
Give it up for War Bison, people.
Buy some merch. Buy some merch.
Coming up next, Jay and all the gang learning from each other while they do their thing. Then Pins of Light, DJ Sasquatch Garage, and the bar is open. Nobody's drinking nearly enough.
All right, that was the first band. We're going to stop the recording. We'll be back, everybody, with more cool stuff from the Makeout Room tonight. Just to let people know, Mutiny Radio listeners, this is the podcast of a live Zoom open mic at 4 in the afternoon here all over the internets. Jordan Long has put it all together. A lot of comedians are all Zooming in this very second. You're going to be hearing all the audio of that. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Coming up at 6 o'clock, same thing. Jordan's letting us use his Zoom room. So we'll be doing a joke workshop like we always used to do with everybody talking and giving comments and being respectful and helping each other out in this time of need. But listen to all this fun chatter, and there's going to be an open mic super soon.
For Louise and Melanie, and then we'll start.
That's like when you buy a new picture frame and it's already a photo inside of it.
No, that's actually me.
No, I know that's actually you. That's how it looks, like a brand new model.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sweet. I'm a model, obviously. Not really.
I wonder if people are going to, like, show up, like, half an hour later because they know their spot is somewhere not there.
I bet you're right.
I feel like that's going to be a thing.
That's why I come early so I can leave.
People are still polite now.
I'll probably stay because I'm completely bored.
Zoom mic hop.
Puppies. I resort to giving the dogs food from the fridge that I never would give them, just to get them inside. My dog's so stubborn.
Andre wants to go first. Just in that order?
Yeah,
that's
matter.
Fine.
Yeah. No.
So am I second, or how's this work?
Yeah, let me just finish. Get some late signups first.
Awesome.
Alright.
I wore lipstick for.
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer ya. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
Got the Mutiny Radio, got the Mutiny Radio, got the Mutiny Radio, my friend. Got Mutiny Radio, got Mutiny Radio, got Mutiny Radio, my friend.
Billy Bob, you ever want to be funny?
Well, my dogs think I'm funny, Daryl.
Well, I mean, you ever want to be, like, in front of an audience? Like, other than, like, squirrels, dogs, and dead persons?
Oh, shit. From time to time, I've been giving it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes.
And they'll even say nice things to you before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dag-nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutant Radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutant Radius. Yahoo!
499.
I'm Michael Spiegelman.
And I am Carl, not Spiegelman.
We're hosts of
YouTube with Michael Spiegelman.
Follow us on podcast by with our acronym LWAFLMOYT. We watch a full-length movie on YouTube with you, and you listen to the podcast and watch the movie at the same time.
Yeah. LWAFLMOYT.
LWAFLMOYT. That's every Sunday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or if you're Carl, 5%.
I'm so lazy. 3 hours later, I finally get to the show, 5 p.m.
Let's hear the theme song.
Let's watch full length movie.
All right, let's do a full minute promo. Oh, never mind. Bye. See you next month.
I was just leaving the theater. Convertible 1969 gold Cadillac with the white interior. I drove it up here.
And I started to do some thinking.
Around in it on the freeway, and I'm having a really, really good time.
Flat black glasses.
Smoking big stuff and cruising.
Andy Thompson wide. And the count now is 1-1 to Jackie Robinson. Billy Martin.
Panic. As another manic depressant, adolescent stares at death. Now what's left when there ain't no God and a whole lot of pride? It might be a homicide, so let the drama slide. We don't want no problems, big. Get your name in the obituary column, shit. Cause life is too short and it just gets shorter. I wish I had a quarter for all my people they slaughter. Last year alone in the dead zone. Walk straight, but don't walk late. Cause I'm coming with a hate only made from what it made me. Cause nobody ever played me. Now it's only getting worse. Buckshot and ace in the land of the waste. Kicking you in your face.
We be doing it up Brooklyn style. What does it take to get you wild? My mentality is getting iller, killer. Instinct is trying to infiltrate, but wait. I know you want to enter, but I can't let you in. My mind stays the maddest. I'm gone with the wind. Because it is survival of the fittest. When the shit hits the fan, I got my shank in my hand. Black man with the permanent tan. I come from the villain, never ran. Damn, I'm feeling another part of reality. Hit me when I represent the FAP. Straight from the field, till then play the building. I mean literally when I say I make a killing. For my cypher, see I'm feeling the Busta Pipe. Original heads represent the Brooklyn all night. Do or die, I'm saying this, you and I. Bring your click so we can get stoned like family sly. B2CI in the bush. Mighty Mateen, rocking the rock, giving the push.